With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel says it has retrieved the body of a Thai hostage abducted into Gaza during the 2023 Hamas-led attack that sparked the ongoing war.
This individual came to Israel to work in agriculture. Thais were the largest group of foreigners held captive by Hamas militants. Meanwhile, there are now 55 hostages remaining in Gaza. Israel says more than half of those captives are dead.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Political analyst Matt Kroshauer says it's still not clear whether President Trump's actions against Harvard will force it to end its discrimination against Jewish students.
The punishment doesn't necessarily deal with the crime. Hopefully, maybe with this kind of machete approach, maybe anti-Semitism will go down. Maybe they did get the message. Maybe these threats will have an impact. But it also is causing a lot of collateral damage.
Kroshauer tells the Salem Radio Network the restrictions on new foreign students also impact Jewish students who wish to enroll at Harvard, and says funding cuts also limit research opportunities for all students, including Jews who are already enrolled. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Barbara has formed off the southwest coast of Mexico. No coastal watches or warnings are issued so far. Heavy rain totals of 2 to 4 inches, with amounts up to 6 in some areas, are possible across portions of a number of Mexican states, including Guerrero, Michoacan, Colima, and Jalisco through Monday. The rainfall may lead to flooding and mudslides. The leader of Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is threatening both President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk over the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. In his first video message since taking over the group last year, the half-hour video by Saad bin Atif al-Aqwa spread online early yesterday via supporters of Al-Qaeda. This is SRN News. June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of major corporations are refusing to fund such events under pressure from unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride, which produces one of the country's largest and most notorious gay pride parades, is facing a $200,000 budget gap after corporate donors dropped out. In Missouri, KC Pride lost about $200,000, roughly half its annual budget. President Trump has encouraged America's business community to stop promoting the LGBT agenda, especially to children. Leaders of Jewish institutions say the recent attacks in Boulder, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are stark reminders of their responsibility to remain vigilant despite years of hardening their institutions. Now they're asking for more help. More than 40 Jewish organizations are requesting increased support from the federal government for enhanced security measures. They want Congress to increase funding for the nonprofit security grant program. This is SRN News. The CDC says a salmonella outbreak linked to a large egg recall has made dozens of people sick in several states.
The August Egg Company recalling 1.7 million brown organic and brown cage-free egg varieties because of the potential for salmonella. Health officials do say 79 people have gotten a strain of salmonella that was linked to the eggs, and 21 have been hospitalized. The recall covers Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Washington, and Wyoming. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 8th. It's the 159th day of 2025. The moon is waxing, evening stars, Jupiter, and Mars. On this date in history, 1789, James Madison proposes the Bill of Rights, which led to the first 10 amendments of the eventual U.S. Constitution. This is SRN News.